Tell us a little bit about the garden tour. What exactly does it entail?
This tour, there's something for everyone. There are large and small gardens, new and established gardens, formal and informal gardens. We want tour goers to be inspired and say to themselves, hey, what a great idea. I can do that in my garden. There will also be musicians, artists, educators, and vendors in these gardens, all adding to the festivity.
So tell us a little bit about some of the gardens. It's seven gardens plus the botanical garden. I know a lot of people have been to the botanical garden before, but the opportunity to visit private gardens in Chapel Hill, which you don't ordinarily get a chance to see, is part of what makes this tour really cool.
That's right. And the tour is only held every other year, mm-hmm. so it really is something to look forward to. There are two gardens in historic Chapel Hill this year. Both are large gardens, established gardens. One is the Coker Burns Garden, once owned by William C. Coker, the first botany professor of UNC. It's nearly 3 acres in the heart of Chapel Hill on North Street. The other is just a short walk down the street on Glen Burnie. Then there are two newer suburban gardens in an active adult community, and three gardens are located south of downtown.
Okay, so ChapelHillGardenTour.net, by the way, is the website if you want to check out more information about this. You can also go there to get tickets, and I know there are other places around the community where you can go to get tickets as well.
That's right. We have 6 convenient retail ticket outlets, including Piedmont Feed and Garden Center, Southern Season, Southern States, Wild Bird, Victoria Park Florist, and the Botanical Garden.
And you can get tickets in advance?
Yes, you can buy them at these locations now, or you can buy them off the website, ChapelHillGardenTour.net.
All right. We're speaking with Ty Elliott, who's the chair of the Chapel Hill Garden Tour. So what is your actual role in terms of being the tour chair? What is your role in the week and a half leading up to this?
Well, we have a terrific committee of about 22 different committee heads mm-hmm. that are responsible from everything from parking to logistics to signage to publicity. And we've really been working on this tour for 2 years in getting it ready. So we all have different roles, and it's been very active, particularly the last 8 months.
How do you identify the gardens? Is it people come to you, or you know where to go?
It's a combination of a bunch of things. Sometimes people self-nominate, and we love that. Other times, a neighbor will nominate a garden. Sometimes a landscaper might identify a couple gardens for us to review. And then the committee takes a look at the gardens and not only views the beauty of the garden, but also we take into account parking and locations of the garden. And sometimes gardens need a few more years to mature.
I love the fact, it's just a really cool thing about Chapel Hill, that in a town that's still a fairly small town, every other year you can do a garden tour like this with a whole bunch of different gardens, and it's different every single time. Like, we've got these 7 this year, and then 2 years from now, it'll be a completely different set or an almost completely different set of 7 gardens, and then 2 years after that, it'll be a different set. Like, there's
that's
so
right.
many.
That's right. I mean, it's exciting every time.
Yeah. So what are the highlights this year? I know you mentioned a couple of the gardens, but what are the favorite little quirks about these gardens that you're excited about showing people or people seeing?
Well, I think different people will see different things. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, one of the new things we're doing this year is we're having a photography contest. And the photography will be judged, and then the winner will find that the picture they submit gets to be part of the brochure for the next tour, and they'll get free tickets to the next tour of sorts. So people are going to walk around the gardens with their camera looking for that perfect shot, and that'll mean a lot of different views to different people. We're awesome. Excited to see what that might produce.
That's going to be really cool. We're speaking with Ty Elliott, who's the chair of the Chapel Hill Garden Tour. Again, if you're just joining us, it's next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st. 7 different private gardens plus the NC Botanical Garden. You can get tickets online at ChapelHillGardenTour.net. We mentioned all of the retail ticket outlets already. 25 each if you buy them in advance, 35 on the day of the tour. And the proceeds go to the North Carolina Botanical Garden mostly. So it's
that's
a good cause as
mm-hmm.
well. So tell us about the Botanical Garden.
Well, specifically, our contribution to the Botanical Garden supports the Children's Wonder Garden, mm-hmm. which is a multi-year, multi-phased endeavor. And last tour in 2014, our proceeds went to help pay for, in part, the architectural plans for that garden. So it's going to be implemented over many years in different phases, and we're just excited. We believe in young gardeners and promoting education to young people about the value of gardening.
And I've had a chance, and if you're listening out there and you haven't had a chance to check out the NCBG or the Children's Wonder Garden, which is there, it's a really cool spot to check out. So very worthy cause. We've got some tickets to give away, which we'll do in just a second. You've given away $200,000 over the last 20 years, which is awesome.
That's right.
Awesome. So tours coming up on April 30th and May 1st, again next week, Saturday and Sunday, and we've got some tickets to give away?
That's right. I've got two tickets today. So one is a ticket to the actual tour. Mm-hmm. The second is a ticket to the kickoff party, and it's being hosted by the Botanical Garden, and they're calling it their Prelude Party or Step into Spring. And you can go if you don't win the ticket today. It's going to be with well-known landscape architect and historic preservationist Chip Calloway. Tickets are $50, and they're available on the Botanical Garden website as well.
And that's going to be on April 28th, which is next week, Thursday, right?
That's right.
All right. So we've got one ticket to each, right? One tour mm-hmm. ticket and one ticket to the Prelude Party again. Prelude Party, Thursday, April 28th. And then the tour itself is Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st. 7 gardens that are private in the Chapel Hill community. Your opportunity to see those, plus the NC Botanical Garden. We will take caller number 1 right now at 919-929-WCHL. 929-WCHL gets you those tickets, one to the tour on Saturday and Sunday of next week, plus one to the Prelude Party on Thursday. We got to let you go, but Ty Elliott, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.